Blog Talk Radio.
Delon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to the All Media Artist Features. This is one of my favorite nights on the radio where I can bring to you an amazing array of talents that you can find over on the All Media Artist website. That website is www.allmediaartists.com. It's the home of many, many independent artists. It's a news site, but you would be amazed at the talent that you can find over there. If you are an artist, an independent artist, I would really, really highly recommend that you check out this particular site and consider making it a home. If you're new to the game of promoting yourself and being online, All Media Artists staff will definitely help you out over there in creating your page and putting together that professional look for yourself. If you are a fan like myself, I encourage you to join us over there also. You know, the artists need us as fans to help get the word out about who they are, their products, their projects, and events and all of that. So join me over at the All Media Artists website if you are the fan of independent artists. Otherwise, during the first hour, if you are familiar with this particular show, you know I'm going to play a variety of tracks from artists that you can find over on the All Media Artists website. And you know what? It is pouring down rain here in Seattle, Washington, where I am located. And I'm going to play a piece by Chuck Eaton, and it's called Drenched with Rain.
I'm
I started out the All Media Artist Features tonight. I think appropriate song, at least by title, by Chuck Eaton, and it's called Drenched with Rain. It is just an absolutely nasty, nasty day here in the Pacific Northwest, but we're going to bring some sunshine to you, if you're, especially if you're in the Pacific Northwest and you're experiencing this rain with me. But if not, if you're somewhere else and you know you just need some sunshine, just hang out with us on the All Media Artist Features, and we will bring some sunshine to you through the music that I play tonight during my second hour. The lovely, the talented, the absolutely amazing Miss Ava Lehmert is going to be joining me as my featured guest, and I'm so excited to have this beautiful spirit, you know, come on the show with me tonight. So definitely stay tuned for that, and let me just scroll down my All Media Artists page and find something else to play. So I'm going to bring you a piece by Brian Christopher, and this is called Beautiful. Beautiful. That beautiful piece was by Brian Christopher, and it's called Beautiful. Now I'm going to play a piece for you by Ian Villafana, and this is a piece I've not played before. This is called Lazy in Love. That was Lazy in Love by Ian Villafana. Now, I want to bring a piece to you by one of my dear friends, and he's the reason that I joined the All Media Artists website. And this is John D. Green Sr. with his piece called Open Your Mouth.
Tell me why you cry. Is there something I'm not doing right? Woman, I can't read your mind. So come on, baby, tell me now so we can fix it while there's time.
Oh, you gotta do.
Say what's been troubling you to me.
And you will see.
For you, I will right my wrongs for you in anything. But first, you gotta
open your mouth.
Tell me what is wrong. Just let the truth come out. But first, you gotta
open your mouth.
Say what's on your mind. Cause that's what it's all about. Open up your mind.
You don't tell me what's wrong, I can't make it right. Still no words. Chris, where we at?
It's something that I do, something that does not sit well with you. This is something I can change your will, just to prove my love to you and to show you that I'm real.
All you gotta do,
say what is troubling you to me.
And you will see,
for you I will right my wrongs for you in anything. But first you gotta
open your mouth,
tell me what is wrong, just let the truth come out. But first you gotta
open your mouth,
say what's on your mind, cause that's what it's all about. Open up your mind.
Open your mouth
and talk me. Open your mouth and talk me.
All you gotta do,
troubling you to me,
and you will see,
before you I will right my wrongs for you in this thing. But first you gotta
open your mouth,
tell me what is wrong, just let the truth come out. But first you gotta
open your mouth,
say what's on your mind, cause that's what it's all about. Open up your mouth.
That was John D. Green Sr. with his piece called Open Up Your Mouth. And of course, there's a story behind it. And John loves to tell the stories behind his music. I want to play a piece by Matt Cusin, and this is called Once Upon a Time.
It's been said that the fairy tales have all been read, yet the pages rest your little head, and they wrap you up inside your bed, and then take you to a place that you'll only find in your paradigm mind from the stories that you read. But if happy endings are just pretending, then why is it gonna smile? So I wish you might find your once upon a time. So you said that you lost your slip-related mind, and that elephants can really fly. Your diamonds light another sky. For a moment I could swear I saw and believed everything you see in the way that life should be. And as it twirl around in your princess gown, it brings me back to life. So I wish you might find your once upon a time. I'll go with you, and we'll do everything in your imagination. Don't let go, cause I get your fate as we wash the fingerprints from your window. Princess crowns turned to wedding gowns, and I'm the one who cries. From your nows and ends, I'll be your best friend. You're my once upon a time. See, I told you so. Fairy tales still are told. You're my once upon a time.
That beautiful piece was by Matt Cusin, and it's called Once Upon a Time. Now I got to play a piece by my boy Delon, and I was talking to my daddy about him the other day at breakfast, and I said, you know, Daddy, would you ever guess that I would be so very, very blessed to have opportunity to have artists call me on the phone and either recite poetry, read me excerpts from books, or sing to me? And even today on this rainy Wednesday afternoon, Delon White from Houston, Texas, called me on the phone and sang to me. And I'm going to play his piece called Happy Home. That was DeLon with his piece, Happy Home. Now I want to play a piece for you by one of the, probably the first really, really gifted, talented spoken word artist I encountered online. And I met him off of Blog Talk Radio probably about 4 years ago. His name is Eric Moore, and I'm going to play his piece, Grown Man Talk.
No matter where I go, I can always say I'm home. And no matter where I flow, I can always say I'm home. You see, I'm just an average cat with above average dreams, living this average life with below average means. I was born in a rotten apple, the home of hustlers, heartaches, and fiends. Crooked cops, crackheads, and teens who'll blow that back out for that green. You see, my life consists of goodbye lies to kids, a little brother doing a bit and open mics, the daily struggle of the everyday hustle. And since I can't commit to one woman, cold beds and lonely nights. Hollywood's got the passion for the Christ. Young cats got the passion for chrome rims and ice. And since my parents died at an early age, yo, I guess I was given the passion for law and life. I don't fuck with weed or X, but I'm a glutton for Henny and sex. I wasn't ready to be a parent at an early age, so instead of being a man, yo, I decided to jet. And that's the one thing, yo, the one thing in my life that I regret. So I beg God for one more chance, and he said, I bet. Yo, I seen big willies and fat cats with fat stacks that digress from the fast lane to the slow track. Yo, my man can't pay his rent on time, but he can pay $350 for the newest throwback. And I know that I come from the city that never sleeps, where young thugs peddle drugs in the streets. And the police, yo, the police work hand in hand to put the honest man in the belly of the beast. A place where the skyline is covered with purple haze. And if you're lost in the wrong part of town, yo, you can get stuck up or beat the fuck down. A place where the black man can't catch a cab, but can catch a stray round from a 4 pound. Just because, you see, my life consists of hustlers and hoes, few friends and many foes, cats that sell that fire for that high, and women named Chariot who swing low for that dough. Blacktown, USA is a universal zip code. Fuck what you heard, this is real life, not spoken word. Yo, I said fuck what you heard. Yo, this is my life, not spoken word.
That was Grown Man Talk by Eric Moore. I know that had a little bit of, flavorful language in there that normally I don't play on my shows, but there are times, I'll be honest, that I make exceptions because I think that they're, in their creativity, there's relevance. And in that particular song, there's a message. So I apologize if that's something that made you uncomfortable. That wasn't my intentions. I want to play a piece by my featured artist during the second hour just to give you a taste. And just because, you know, she brought up this particular track earlier in the show, and that it would be so very fitting for what we're experiencing here in Seattle, Washington, I'm going to play Stormy Weather by Ava Lamert.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time, all the time. Life is there, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't keep my poor old self together. Keeps raining all of the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and then met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. You know it keeps raining all of the time.
Give you a little taste of what you're going to experience during the second hour. That was Miss Ava Lamert with her piece Stormy Weather. She's the vocalist and the saxophone player on that particular piece. She is a beautiful, beautiful, talented, just wonderful, spirited soul, and I'm looking forward to having her on the show in just about maybe 20 minutes. But I want to play a piece by Lloyd Watson. And I think I've only played this piece once before, and it's really interesting to me. It's called Star Kitty.
Thank you.
I told you that piece was interesting. So what are your thoughts? I think it's pretty creative. I wish that I could have a conversation with Lloyd and ask him his thoughts and how he went about creating that particular piece. But that was Star Kitty by Lloyd Watson. So let me scroll down. We've got about 14 minutes before my featured guest, Ava Lamer, calls in to the show and tells her story. Let's see who else I can bring your way. Well, nah, we won't do that. I play her so much, and she gets so much love. So let's just scroll down a little bit more and see who else I can play for you today. You know what? I'm going to play a piece by Janice B., and this is Without You.
Hard as I try, I can't stop the words you say.
Thank you.
right? That was Miss Janice B. with her piece, Without You. Again, I want to welcome everybody to the All Media Artist Features tonight, to those that are listening to the show live, to those that are hanging out in the chat room. We appreciate you being there. You know, tell a friend. Get some more people up in the chat room. I think the chat room would make Miss Ava Lehmert feel better. But Ava, I do want you to know there's a lot of people listening to the show live right now that are not in the chat room. I'm going to play another piece by an artist that you can find on the All Media Artist website. And this is just kind of giving you a taste of the diversity that you can find over there. I'm going to take you over to Germany and play a piece by Steve Schneider. And this is called A Lifetime and Beyond.
Though we ever ups and downs, but somehow through it all, you keep me around. You catch me when I fall. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. You're the rock I need to lean on. My light when I can't see. You hold me when I'm tumbling. Girl, you mean so much to me. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. When I look into your eyes and deep into your soul, you don't need to say a single word, 'cause I already know. You're the one that I've been waiting for so long. For a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. Love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. Yeah.
All right, that was Steve Schneider with his piece, Lifetime and Beyond. And again, Steve is all the way from Germany. So it's just not limited to artists on, you know, from the United States on the All Media Artists website. You can join that particular site from anywhere in the world. And we invite you to come join us over at the All Media Artists website, where you can be greeted and welcome, create a home and network and be able to create a page that gives you another opportunity to be able to showcase who you are and what you do with a professional look that you can send out as a marketing tool to anybody that's trying to find out more about who you are as an artist. Check out the site at www.allmediaartists.com. And if you're a fan of the artist, come join me over there. I'm a fan. I love artists. Can you tell? I throw up a radio show almost every day of the week. But over at the All Media Artists, there's some very, very quality artists that are deserving of our attention and our support. And they need us. They need the fans, you know, to help get the word out about, you know, who they are and what they're doing. You can take a link from your favorite artist pages over on the All Media Artists and post it to your different social networks and send it out as emails and this and that. Let people know, you know, you're really, really digging the artists over on the All Media Artists website. So I've got about 4 minutes left. Let me see if I can get one more track in before my featured guest calls in. And this piece is by Aaron T, and it's called Can't Even Cry. Was Aaron T with his piece Can't Even Cry. Again, you are tuned into the All Media Artist Features. Tonight, my special guest is the talented, beautiful, gifted, soulfully just amazing woman by the name of Ava Lamert. She is a jazz vocalist. She is a jazz saxophone player. So let me click on her link and bring her in. Welcome to the All Media Artist Features, Miss Ava Lamert.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, Yeah, loud and clear. Cool.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And I publicly need to thank you, Ava, because, you know, unfortunately, when you were originally scheduled to come on to the show, my God, Mom was in her final stages of passing. And so I really, really appreciate, you know, your understanding around that. But more so, you know, just your love and support that you gave to me during that time. It just honestly meant so very much to me. So thank you so much for that. And I'm so excited about having you on the show tonight.
Oh, my dear friend, you know, I hear you. It's such a helpless feeling to have a friend such as yourself go through that. It's a helpless feeling, but it's something that I hope, even from a distance, you know, that my virtual hand was holding yours.
I felt it. And Ava, you know, it sincerely meant so very much to me. You know, your kindness, your words, your several emails and all of that. It meant so much to me. So, you know, I just want to thank you so much for that. And I know that you understand why, you know, I had to cancel on you. But you're here with me tonight, girl, so we can talk about your story tonight.
Absolutely, bless your heart.
So, Ava, this is my favorite thing to ask at the beginning of. I don't necessarily call it an interview. I kind of call it. It seems like my style is more so a conversation, you know, with the artist, because I'm such a big fan. And you know, I'm up here in rainy Seattle, Washington, waving my leopard pom poms for Ava Lamert down there in Sacramento. And you know, so tell me, you know. You know, how did you know, you start as being this creative soul? Where was it birthed from?
Well, I've kind of had a creative birth and then recently a rebirth.
Okay.
You know, I started, like probably most all of the artists, in school, and actually, you know, even before that, I was surrounded by a lot of music in the household. Very musical mom, and my sister Robin and Bridget, very musically inclined, and they were in drill team and the parades and marching band. You know, I saw my big sisters, you know,
okay. And
making music and going to those concerts, so then I wanted to do it too, and I did the marching band thing in high school, and I wanted to be in jazz band, just like my sister Bridget played the piano, and that was cool. Cool music. I did that. And then I started at USC, University of Southern California. I started as a music major. I actually started music recording, and I did not complete the program because my music theory was not up to snuff, even though the program that I had, I was in the very first class of the music recording, Bachelor of Science in Music Recording. It was brand new.
Okay.
They hadn't quite worked out what they wanted people to be really good at. So when I was already writing songs in high school, I thought I had it made in the shade. Well, I didn't. I didn't know my scales. I didn't know how to write four-part Bach chorales, you know. So anyway, dropped out. Come, you know, 17 years later, I see an ad for a community band in the local paper. And I thought, oh, I'd love to play my horn again. And I got it worked on. I got it fixed. That's a whole other story. But you know, it's gone on, it's right about 6 years ago that now is my rebirth. I never thought I'd write a song. And here I am. I've got a young son that's in school, and I promised myself, I really promised my mom, that I wouldn't let this time around, come what may or come what doesn't, you know, whatever doesn't come of it, I wouldn't stop. As long as I can play or sing, you know, I'll make a joyful noise, even to myself.
Right.
I guess, sorry, that's just a kind of a long story, but it's Well, I'm not young, so it is kind of a long story now.
It's a great story, you know, because you would have never guessed that, you know, you took this break, you know, and that that you struggled in school and all of that. But obviously, I mean, whatever, you know, I would say it's a God-given talent, you know, because you were just absolutely amazing. Whether you listen to, you know, you singing or whether you're hearing the saxophone, you were just, it feels like you're just naturally talented.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's kind of one of those things where it's funny, when I first kind of made up songs early in high school, I was so embarrassed by the sound of my own voice that I would play my little tape recorder. I'd set it out in the living room because I wanted my family to hear it, or my friends or whatever, whoever was willing to listen. I'd hit play, and I'd leave the room.
Okay.
Oh, it's just funny how, you know, we progress, and I couldn't do what I do now, you know, 20 years ago, which is funny because, oh gosh, that's a whole other commentary on, you know, in the media, you know, how we're so youth driven, and yet I feel like I know I'm not the only one. I'm so much more confident and better than I was when I was younger.
Okay. I think that makes sense. I mean, look at me. I'm 50 years old and I'm blossoming as Lady Flava. So, you know, I think that's possible.
Yes. Sometimes the blossom, you know, that you wait a little bit for, it smells so sweet. And you know, let's just hope that this internet, with the internet, and what you're doing for folks, you know, it's exposure, and it's a kind of a battle of attrition. That's kind of how I'm feeling. Is like, you know what? I'm not going to stop as long as there's one other person that says, you know, Ava, I really don't stop making music. I really
right.
like what you do.
Right.
Then you know what? Put everything else. I have to put everything else aside.
Well, I agree. You know, you have a talent that deserves to be heard. And, you know, that's why I created Flava News Radio, Ava, so that, you know, I could give a platform and shine the light on some very deserving artists such as yourselves. Because, you know, I mean, that's what's really needed. And the blessing is that you became an artist during the time of, you know, having this amazing technology of the internet to be able to create shows like this, you know, because my show is being heard around the world. And, you know, especially within the last month, I've been getting some absolutely amazing feedback, you know, from Japan, from France, from, you know, Kingston, Jamaica, from, you know, Athens, Greece and stuff. And so, you know, you guys are being heard around the world, you know. So I know that, you know, I know that one of your frustrations is, and maybe if you don't mind speaking on it, and then of course I want to play some of your amazing music, but I know one of your frustrations is how to get that support and how to get people to actually buy CDs.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a catch-22 because I want to share. I mean, music is made to be heard. And to be shared. However, it's about, like, you know, I mean, what I've done for many years, my profession is graphic design. And what I have found, and I'm sure this happens with just about everything, if there's no value given to it, there is a strange psychological effect, I believe, and that now we are in very trying times. I think everything's out the window. But if you place no value on what you are offering to the world, then it's very hard to get past that precedent that you have set. And it's kind of like, you know, in fact, last night I had a wonderful conversation, a friend of mine and his wife, about, you know what, it's okay to stand up for yourself and for what you're doing, and to ask for what you need. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. Sometimes it's really hard to say, you know what, if you want to support my musical endeavors, please truly actually support it. I mean, literally, right. It doesn't go to a record company. It doesn't go to anybody else. It literally goes back into the music account.
Exactly.
That the music is developed from. I mean, it's so direct. I mean, I feel like sometimes, geez, am I crazy? Am I like the only person that's completely like the Energizer Bunny? I'm like, I'm the one woman show, you know? And I'm thinking, yeah, but you know, if I can keep going and I can keep making music, as long as somebody thinks that it's good or uplifts them or really touches them, well, then maybe I'll just keep doing it, and hopefully a few will want to, you know, feel like it's worth buying a download or buying
right.
a CD at a show, you know? It's all I can hope for at this point. It's funny how your perspective changes.
Right. Well, you know, I think that you are deserving of that support. And that's the thing that, you know, you and I, we could probably talk for hours on this particular subject, because it's a conversation that I also had today. Like, you know, how many things do we purchase or you know, give money towards or whatever without thinking, you know, you go and buy some designer jeans, you know, that's $95 or something, and don't even think about it. You know, even though it's $95, but then when it comes to an independent artist doing a show that costs $10 or has a CD for $10, it's like, that's just too much to ask. And I can't quite figure out how to get people to understand that if you love and you believe in the artists, and especially we'll say the all media artists, since this is the all media artist features. You know, if you believe in the artists over at the All Media Artist Features, support them, not only by spreading the word, but many of them have CDs over there. And they really are amazing. If you say that they're amazing, support them. The CDs don't cost, you know, much more than $10, you know. And like Ava's saying, you know, you can even purchase single, you know, tracks. You know, if you go to, you know, like, for instance, iTunes or whatever, you can download single tracks if that's how you, you know, want to do it. But they need your support. They really, really need your support. And like what Ava's saying, it goes right back into her being able to create more. You know, the things that they use, the tools, the even just the internet itself, you know, it all costs money, you know. And so I am a big advocate, you know, to that these artists are definitely, you know, deserving of financial support, not only the word of mouth support, financial support. So before I go any further being on the soapbox, because it's one of my favorite topics, Ava, to speak about, I want to play a piece by you. And I have to tell you, when you sent this to me back in February, it absolutely made me smile. And it took me back to my high school days. So I'm going to play Flow On by Ava Lamert.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Flow on.
All right. That was Miss Ava Lambert, my featured guest this evening with her piece, Blow On. Ava, that just, it takes me back to a happy time in my life when I was just young and music was just, you know, wonderful and just, yeah, I'm a Cancer. Hi, I'm Flava. I'm a Cancer. I can't sound like you, though. I'm going to have to practice that.
Well, you know, it's so funny that song, what happened was, and I'm sure that everybody that heard that knows where what I was listening to when I got in that mood. I was listening to the Floaters.
Right.
I mean, it. You know, we are all a product of our influences. Let nobody say that they are
right.
Breaking new ground. I'm sorry, but
right.
I've had conversations so many times. And I commented in the chat room earlier. I said, thanks, James. Sometimes we go way back to move forward.
Interesting statement.
It is shocking sometimes when I hear songs and I find out from someone where that inspiration came from, and I discover new inspiration from long, long ago. I mean, I was listening to some blues that was from the late 20s, and it was very difficult to listen to. But I was blown away by some of the riffs and the sounds that, I mean, now this is pre-electric guitar, but some of the sounds that I heard, I thought, wow, you know what? I'm not going to feel as bad about unabashedly paying homage in my music to my influences. Because if it helps somebody go back, like I did, and
sure.
find those artists, somebody might hear that song and hear what I just said about the Floaters and go back and discover them and start collecting their music, start buying their music on Amazon and so on, like I've done. You know, it's just fun. I'm on this voyage of discovery as well.
Right. Well, you know, I think that, you know, you bring this, like, fresh twist to an old sound. I will have to say that because it's very clear that, you know, you love, you know, the sounds of yesterday. It's very clear, you know, because of your song choices of, you know, what you choose to sing and play, you know, your saxophone to and all of that. So where do you think that comes from? What draws you to that style?
It really is kind of when I was really small. You know, a lot of times the music that was being played was my parents' music. Now, being the youngest of three girls, my parents were like, in my mind, they graduated high school in the mid-50s, you know, the mid to late 50s. So it was like that time when rock and roll was just really getting, you know, getting some teeth on the radio waves. But see, my parents, being that they grew up in California, thank goodness they had, say, Little Richard, and my dad has an amazing collection of Fats Domino. And, you know, the thing is, in other parts of the country at that time, I hate to think of what might have happened to my parents if they'd listened to that wonderful music being teenagers. You know, it was a tough time. I love the idea of it, but I would not want to live back in that time.
I understand.
I mean, it's wonderful. I feel really blessed that my grandparents moved them out moved the families out to California, where it's a little more open-minded and, you know, a little more at the time. It's all relative.
Right.
But, you know, so that I could eventually then hear Fats Domino and, you know, of course, the saxophone work on the some of those songs is just sp- spectacular. You know, Herb Hardesty. A lot of people don't know who that is. A lot of my saxophone heroes, a lot of saxophonists don't know who they are.
Okay.
Shocks me. Shocks.
Interesting. It's clear that you spend some time and you educate yourself and you do, you know, your research to, you know, find out more about, you know, the style of music that you love. So, I mean, you know, I knew when we finally got together on this show, I knew that you were just going to be so interesting and just full of passion, you know, about why you do what you do and this and that. But, but this time's going to go by so fast. So let me jump into another piece by you, and I think I'm going to play Since I Fell for You by Ava Lehmert.
Cool.
When you just give love and you never get love, you'd better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I
Since I Fell for You by Ava Lamert. I need to get some clap and a woo-ha, and I wish y'all could see me with my leopard pom-poms that really are invisible right now, because I'm waving them all over the place right now. You are amazing. One of these days I am going to get to Sacramento so I can experience you in person. Sacramento is only about like a 14-hour drive from Seattle. I've done it before. And we'll have to, you know, get down there so I can experience you. I think that's something that needs to happen.
I'd love to come up there and go to, you know, maybe like the Jazz Alley or something like that.
Oh, well, you know, that's something we could, you know, work on too. We definitely could try to work that out. It's something I would like to work out, though, is somehow to at least have some of the artists be able to come up to Seattle and, you know, experience up here and perform for the people up here. Jazz is pretty supported, you know, in the Seattle area. And so, yeah, I think that could possibly be a doable thing. So why don't we talk about some of the projects that you've got going on and some of the places you've had the honor and pleasure of performing at. So why don't you first talk about your projects. What you have a show that you do every week somewhere, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically I'm kind of the MC, and I'm the opening act every week at a new venue. It's called Jazz on J with a Twist of Soul.
Okay.
And basically it's the brainchild of there's a gentleman here in Sacramento. His name is Grady O'Brien, and he does a lot of event planning, and wine tours is his that's his passion. And then he also is a patron of local music, because even though Sacramento has a lot of fantastic jazz and soul bands and artists, there just isn't. It's a difficult scene here. I'm just going to put that right out there.
It's
difficult. In fact, that's why I'm like, well, I'd probably do a lot better if I moved. If I came up there and did a show, because I well know that there are other towns that would probably, it'd probably be a little bit easier. But we're trying to, with Jazz on J, every week we have a different featured act, and we're growing it into, we're not far from all of the wine country. We're close to Amador. We're not far from Napa, and there's lots in the foothills, both to the west and to the east, and even to the north and the south. We're surrounded by wonderful wineries, and so the blending of music, this kind of music, I mean, soul and jazz and funk and groove, you know, chill music with wine. Oh my gosh, that's no brainer. But it's shocking how difficult it is to get press, to get exposure. It's like, unless you are, well, I don't even want to go there, but unless you're kind of the kind of bohemian, or I'm not sure really what it is, but it just kind of seems like there are a lot of people that would love the music that is being played. And they would absolutely become fans if they knew about Jazz on J, and they knew about the artists that we bring there.
Okay.
So our challenge is to grow it. We it's every Thursday night. So tomorrow night we go again. You know, I'm the opener, and then usually there's the feature band does a set, and then I'll do a little bit of during the intermission. And if there's any announcements or whatever, and then the feature band comes on, and they take it out. And then what we've been doing is that we've got the wonderful DJ Rock Bottom that comes on at 9. And then just as long as people are chilling, he's got a fantastic, it's called the Quiet Storm Music Mix.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as everybody's kind of breaking down their instruments and hobnobbing, it's wonderful. I mean, it's very relaxed. It's safe. It's grown. It's that term that I see, and I love it. It is. It's grown and sexy music. but it's not, you know, hanging out here and hanging out there. These are just people that like their wine. They like to gather with guests. They like to gather with their friends. They like good music, good presentation, good atmosphere, and it's a wonderful. It's a really neat vibe, and I'm just really glad that I can. And I've grown a lot. I mean, we just started it mid-February.
Okay. Well, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, just stay constant with it. Just keep doing it, and I'm sure as the word spreads, you know, that it will grow. And you know, I think that you might even, like, consider seeing if there's a way of recording it, you know, so you can create some YouTubes and stuff to start, you know, getting out so that people can hear the music and kind of get the sense of the vibe or whatever, you know, that might help a bit. But I think that, you know, you just stay constant, you know, with it, and people will start paying attention, especially if those that come out and experience, enjoy it, you know, really stress to them to help spread the word and bring a friend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And what you said about the videos, I know that Grady is working on putting together some videos. I know he started up a YouTube channel for the venue, and then we'll start populating it with a lot of the video clips.
Cool.
So, we can put together some sort of a promo. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have an actual. I'd love to be able to afford a video.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great to have, you know, really good sound, because I think a lot of times, because people are enjoying themselves, you can't necessarily hear it very well. So I think that the reason why we don't have a lot of the video clips is, and this is something that I've encountered with some of my live videos that are on my YouTube channel, is that it might not be. It's not the same as a music video, because the music is, you know, in some cases being talked over, or, you know, there's just crowd noise.
Right.
And to do it right, I mean, you're talking about, you know, a video company coming and having more than one video camera, and then also audio from their own video. And I can't afford that.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think that there can be a way that if somebody was closer to the stage, away from the talking of the people or, you know, whatever, there might be a way of creating it. I know that can be a challenge. I totally get that. It's just, I just think that, you know, the more creative you can be and put it out there. I mean, I would even offer, like, you know, your feature band or whatever that you're going to have on, you know, on your show on Thursday. You know, I could play them on a Monday or something, you know, on my radio show and say, hey, this is where you can hear this band in Sacramento or whatever, you know. But, you know, I think that just, you know, stay diligent, and it'll work out. It'll work out, because, you know, I think it's something that especially the grown folk, you know, are craving, you know, to experience. There's so many times when you get up past a certain age and you say, there's no place for us to go. They say that all over the country, all over the world, I'm sure. There's no place for us to go. And there really are, you know, and it's just a matter of just being able to get that exposure, you know, for people to know that that you're there, you know, and come out and check you out. So now why don't we talk about the places that you've actually had the honor of performing?
Well, you know, recently I did the national anthem, and then I did the seventh inning stretch. I sang God Bless America at opening day at the we have an Oakland A's farm team that's here in Sacramento, and they're called the River Cats. And I just did that. That was so much fun, and I'm not sure if that's actually been done before, where somebody came and performed the national anthem, didn't sing it.
Right.
But performed was also the seventh inning stretch entertainment, or the, you know, the
That's very cool.
It's,
right.
me out to the ball game. But I didn't sing that. They had the, you know, the kind of a routine for that. But it was kind of different. I've had a few people go, gosh, you know, I've never heard of that being done before. So it was really neat. It was a wonderful experience to get to do that. I've done the local, the Sacramento Kings, the NBA team.
Okay.
Probably moving to Anaheim, which is making a lot of people mad here.
Oh,
yeah, no. So for them to, I mean, all this is on my, I have all that captured on YouTube, which, again, okay. You know, you hear the crowd, so it's not overly clear.
Okay.
I think, in a way, to me, I don't mind it as long as I can hear it, because I kind of like being able to hear people's reaction.
Okay. Well, I think you should definitely post that out on Facebook or something so we can check it out.
And what I'll do is, you know, because all that stuff is on my, I have my YouTube channel, mm-hmm. you know, I can kind of link to that.
Oh, sure, sure. Then we could go check out everything that you've got on your page. Sure.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. So do you have any projects that are coming up in the near future that you're going to be performing at or doing?
Well, on June 2nd, I'm working towards putting together what's called an all-star band,
okay.
so that I can be so that I can do the featured show at Jazz on Jay. Because usually, what I've been doing is I kind of go rogue and I sing and I have my saxophones with me and then mm-hmm. I have the backing tracks that I perform to.
I was going to ask you about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's usually how I do it. I mean, I've been in bands before. I haven't actually managed a band, and with
okay.
all the stuff I'm trying to do, it's been kind of frightening to me, the prospect of having to trying to keep together and manage a band. But I'm learning now that you know, you just kind of see who's available, and you kind of have a bunch of musical friends, and then just see who's available and see if they'd like to get, you know, do a gig. Now, of course, when money's involved, that can get to be a little bit difficult because, you know, I definitely want people to want to come do a gig with me. Things are
right.
really tough. That's why, you know, for the most part, I just kind of do my own little thing. But June 2nd we get to do a show, and there will be five of us. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a first for me. I've never had
okay.
a of my own. So
that's exciting.
I'm sure
that's going to be wonderful. And I don't know if you saw in the chat, Josh Manrock said that, you know, he might be able to assist you with, you know, answering questions in regards to live, you know, recordings of your shows or whatever. He's part of Lynx Records, which is up out of Tacoma, Washington, and they have an absolutely amazing videographer on their team. So I know that Josh has a good understanding of, like, you know, how to go about that. So he would be a good person for you to reach out to, you know, just for, you know, that type of support. And obviously he's really, really digging your sound. So that's very, very cool. So see, Pacific Northwest has given Ava Leyva some love.
Oh, I know. No, it's great. I've looked into Jazz Alley specifically. I went on their website and I was looking there, and I figured, you know what, most of these places don't take kits directly from the artist. My guess is that you need to be either with one of their booking agents that they work with, or I'm just not sure. I guess in a way I think, well, okay, let's say they would want me to come and do a show. How do I get myself there?
Right. Right. You know what? Maybe let me do some research, you know, on Jazz Alley, because it's something I've been thinking about, you know, looking into. So let me do some research on them and see how how to get your foot in the door there, and all of that. And, you know, then you just never know. You could work on a, you know, the other aspect of, you know, how to transport you, beam you, Scotty, up to Seattle, Washington. You know what?
Oh.
We've actually got a caller, and so let me bring them in.
Cool.
All right. This must be another caller from the Sacramento area. You're on the All Media Artist Features with Ava Lamert.
Hi, Ava. It's Jordan. How are you?
Hi, Jordan. Good. Hey, thanks for being here.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm really honored to be, you know, to be a guest on here. It's something I've wanted to do for quite some time, and tonight's the night. Of course, this marks third year of my mom passing on, so it's
Okay.
I'll say a prayer for her tonight.
Oh, thank you, Jordan.
You're
so Jordan.
So
can I ask you a question? So,
absolutely.
So obviously you are a fan of Ava's.
Yeah.
So what do you tell us? What are your thoughts, you know, around her music and the person?
Well, I can tell you that I am in the Sacramento area. I've seen her two times in the evening at a place called, well, they call the gig Jazz on J Street, Jazz on
okay.
J in Sacramento.
Okay.
And she's just a wonderful musician and a great singer, and I really like how she interacts with the audience. It's a very, very special touch that she has, and I really, really enjoy that aspect of her performance.
You know, it that doesn't surprise me that you said that. I love that, though. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me in just, you know, having her on the show tonight, because I get the sense that she is definitely that type of person, that it's not all about her just being up there on the stage and, you know, singing or playing her saxophone. I think that she would be very, very engaging. One of these days, Jordan, I'm going to get down there. I'm going to get down there.
Oh,
so I'm going to, you know, so save me a seat. You know,
oh, absolutely.
I'll be the lady
yeah.
with the silver hair, and, you know, I'll be having leopard pom-poms, you know, so
okay.
Ava know who I am. But, yeah, when they say it's real, I'm serious. I'm going to get down there. I'm going to experience Jazz on J in Sacramento.
Now, where are you at?
I'm in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, you're up in Seattle. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Okay, come to Sacramento in the summertime, hot summer night. It's happening.
Yeah, so I, you know what, this summer maybe I could make it down to California. We have family in the Bay Area and stuff, so we may just have to make a trip down there. And definitely, I'm very serious. One of these days, I do want to get to Sacramento, because I think that it would just be amazing to see you perform live. And because, you know, you're a West Coast sister, you're a, you know, a Cancer sister, and, you know, all of that. And I'm going to do it, Ava. Just watch.
It's all about the West Coast. Come to California.
There you go.
We look forward to seeing you and meeting you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling into the show, Jordan.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll talk to you soon, Ava.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
will thanks. Do. Thank you, Jordan.
Okay. I'll talk to you. Have a very good evening. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, you know, before we go any further, because, you know, we've only got like 12 minutes left in the show. I am blessed and honored tonight to be able to debut a new piece by Miss Ava Lamert. Honestly, I've not even heard the piece. I just uploaded it to the music board as the show was going on. So I'm going to play Pushing by Ava Lamert.
You're going to face some challenges. People are going to say that you're wrong. How do you answer? How do you face those challenges? Rise above. Show love, compassion, strength, honor. Honor those that sacrificed all so you could have life. Find your voice. no choice. Sacrifice. But don't give in.
People gonna see a lot of things to bring you down. Some will tell you to quit. Just get out of town. You gotta keep on keeping on until you reach your goal. You know the valley's so low and the mountain's so high. You gotta reach up, keep looking to the sky. You gotta keep on reaching high. Reach with all your
inside. Go within. Find yourself. Reach out.
You know the mountain's so high and the valley's so low. You gotta keep on looking hard and looking to your goal. You got to keep on reaching high till you reach your soul. Come on, push it. Come on, you gotta keep pushing. You gotta keep pushing, pushing, pushing hard. No one else is gonna push for you. Do what you got to do. Be heard.
All right, that was pushing. I'm just like almost speechless over here. You know, since I didn't get to hear the piece before I uploaded it to the show. That is amazing, Ava.
Thank you. Thank you.
So where did that come from? You said you recorded that today. Where did that, like, come from within you?
You know, just with everything going on with you know, finances are tight for everybody. And with the music, I mean, the music industry has always been difficult. It's really difficult now. It's in flux. It's so hard to know whether or not, you know, when you don't have financial success, you don't know if you're on target or if you're just completely missing
right.
the mark.
Right.
Not connecting with people, and I thought, you know what, if my struggle is happening for other people, I don't know. I've had a few conversations lately about these frustrations. We talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just bubbles over, you know. I think that's why sometimes you just make something out of it. You know, you can't keep worrying about things that are out of your control. And so I started it a while back. I start pieces of songs. Sometimes they're not complete. I started it a while back. I sent it to a few friends just to listen to it, made a few tweaks. And sometimes I let it rest for a while, and I'll sing it again, and it'll come out differently. And I'm so glad that I didn't just knee-jerk send it out, because it'll come out differently or come out with different words. And that's what happened here, is that it sat for a few months.
Okay.
And then I completely redid it today.
I love it. I love it. I think it's going to become, you know, I think it's going to become one of my favorites too. I've got so many of favorites, you know, but I think that I so feel this song, you know, and there are times when I'm like, why do I do this? Are people really paying attention? You know, I get in those moods too, and it's like, you know, is all my hard work and effort even worth it, you know, and stuff? But then there's something within me, and God tells me, you know, Slava, this is what my journey is for you, and yes, it is worth it, you know. So this is dynamic. It's funky. It kind of just makes you want to move and groove, but at the same time, it's got a solid message in there. So I love it. Thank you so much for letting me debut it on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for playing it, because, I mean, that took a leap of faith for you, considering that I just you know, kind of did it here at home today. But, you know, like I said earlier, if this is the way that I can keep making songs, no, they're not going to be made in a $10,000 recording session with a producer. It's just me. It's literally me and the resources that I have here, literally my extra bedroom. You know, I have a good – I love my microphone. I've got a Yamaha outboard multi-track recorder, and then I use Cubase. And then I have a lot of filters. I've got Phaser and Wah. And some of those sounds that you hear that I add on.
Okay.
But I'm just going to keep making music and hopefully the message comes through. Like that's, I've never tried spoken word. I've heard it though, and sometimes it's just so powerful with music.
Right.
I thought, you know what, it was just words and I was going to come up with melody. But then obviously later on in the song I do sing, and so I just kind of, I left it at that. Sometimes you just have to leave it be and let it breathe.
Exactly, and it was birthed today. You heard it first on the All Media Artist Features, and now we're just going to continue sharing it, and it's going to get out there. It's something that deserves being heard. So, you know, and I obviously you know how to use your equipment well. You know, because your recordings come through very clear.
Thank you. Well, I'm learning. I'm learning by doing, and trial by error. But you know that song again. I've got a couple of other songs, and in fact, Jordan, who called in, she blessed me and honored me by giving me some lyrics that are very touching and emotional. And I'm tasked with coming up with a song befitting of those words. And what an honor that somebody would open their heart and give a message that they feel that you can put it to a song and make it live through the music.
Mm-hmm.
I've got about three songs that I'm just burning to have some quiet time like I did today and just listen to myself and come up with melody. I'm a melody person. And if I can put them together, I'll probably have a flurry of music.
I get the impression that you're one of these artists, Ava, that just has music swimming around in your head. I know I've had this conversation with Stephen Jerome Ferguson and John D. Green Sr. constantly, how they have this music just going around in their head, just, you know, ready to be birthed. And I get the impression you're one of those people, too.
Yeah, I do, and it's funny, but I need to be in the right place to let it flow out. And sometimes I find, like, if I don't have some way, even if it's just like my flip video camera, just to get a few of the words and little bit pieces down, they're gone forever, and it's the saddest thing. It happens a lot. I don't even know how many songs or pieces of songs I've written over the years, but... Shoot, you know, and you know, some of those you listen to and you realize, shoot, this isn't very good. So you just let them go.
Okay. So it's funny because I think that we as fans, like, because I don't understand the technical part, you know, when I hear you guys talk about riffs and this and that, it goes over my head. And I think that what we as fans hear is something very, very different that you as the artist and the musician and composer hears.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where you hear it as, you know it from when it was just a scribble on a paper or it was just, you know, a little bit of pounding on the piano or whatever it was. You know where it came from. You might not hear it when the song is finished, but it's funny to hear that journey. And a lot of times, and I think I have a couple of clips of me just kind of coming up with rough ideas. I would find it interesting. It could be exposing yourself to, wow, she really doesn't know what she's doing on that piano. So I haven't done that much of it, but I don't know. Part of me is kind of thinking, you know, maybe I should have, like, people that sign up on the fan list. They would probably like maybe some of these little raw bits and pieces just to see where does it come from? What did this sound like when I first worked on it? I've got some interesting songs from cassette tape that I have that I've rearranged, re-recorded from 20 years ago.
Okay,
you know,
right.
So weird.
I was going to say, okay, cassette tape, you're bringing it back, huh? That's great. Well, you know, Ava, I have absolutely enjoyed having you on this show tonight. You know, I think that some point when you need to come back, you know, and do another show, whether it be an all-media artist, you know, show, or you definitely are welcome to step onto the leopard carpet with me, because I think there's much more, you know, of your story that's worthy to be heard. But, you know, I want to have that opportunity to play more of your music while you're on the air with me, too. So I am going to check into this Jazz Alley thing, because it's something I want to know, just period, anyhow. And, you know, so tell people about your CDs, where they can find them, and also tell people where they can find more about you online.
Well, thank you, my dear. And again, I'm just so glad that I got to do this and come. And it's been like sitting down having some coffee and just kind of talking about it like we're all sitting around in the living room, like a virtual living room. But anyway, I think that probably my website is probably the best kind of starting point. You know, I've got my bio and I've got pictures and I've got my Reverb Nation linked in there, meaning that I've got like you'll hear sound clips that'll load right away.
Okay.
But it's avalemmert.com, and it's avalemmert.com. And everything's kind of linked in there. I got my bio, and of course, I've got on it. I've got a link, a tab at the top that says store, and that's where I've got my two CDs. And then also towards the bottom on the homepage, I'm on Amazon. I have a discography on there, and I'm on iTunes as well. The standard CD though is just one that I'm just making them in small batches, because it's expensive, so it's real small. I have a few of them at my live shows, and then I have them on the website. But now the first CD, the From My Soul, it was mass produced. I've got a lot of those. Of course, I'd love for those to sell, but you know, it would be nice to find some stores or find some other means of physical distribution.
Right.
Because I don't know, I still like picking up a CD and having the artwork.
I love the hard copy, period. I love the disc. I agree with you. I love the artwork too. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's my age or whatever, but I do. I like the hard copy of a CD versus the digital download. Yet, you know, I do download CDs to, you know, my computer all the time to upload to the radio show. But I like the hard copy myself too.
And the audio quality is different. Now, for most iPods or whatever, you don't notice it. But there is definitely a difference between a mastered and pressed CD than the MP3s that you download, even on iTunes. Of course, they're good quality, but they're still compressed and squashed.
Okay.
If you've got a really good system at home to listen to your music, I'm not sure. Maybe you wouldn't be able to hear it. But knowing that it's like a photocopy. That first photocopy is probably pretty good, but It's not quite the same. You're still missing some of that information. Of course, I go way back to analog, and you're still, no matter how high the amp rate, you're still missing some of that, you know, sine wave.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Anyway, it's, CDs, I still love them, but I'm guessing that moving forward, I just put together CD singles, because it takes too long to gather up the money to put together a CD.
Okay.
It's hard.
Sure. No, I understand. Well, anybody who's listening to this show, you know, check out Ava. You know, you can Google her. Of course, you can find her on the All Media Artists website and Reverb Nation and her own website and all of that. Check her out. And help spread the word about who she is and her talents, but also consider financially supporting her art by purchasing, you know, her music. And once you purchase it and you experience that amazing experience of her art, you know, spread the word too and let people know where they can also pick up Ava Lehmert's music. Again, Ava, it was just a wonderful experience, you know, to have you on the show tonight. I send you big hugs from Seattle, and you know, my heart's with you, you know, on this day, this evening, you know, and, you know, remembering your mother and all of that. So, you know, I love you so much for your support that you gave to me. And so just know that that love is coming right back to you, especially today. And I want to close out this show and play this piece. And I do play it pretty frequently, but I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly. And I'm calling it Rodelia.
Yes, that's correct. Very
okay.
Good.
All right. So I'm going to bid you good night, but I want to, you know, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm going to close out tonight with Miss Ava Lehmert's piece called Rodelia.
Thank you, my dear. Sweet.
All right. All right. Thank you. you for tuning in to the All Media Artist Features tonight. This amazing piece that we have been listening to on the closing of this show is Rodelia by my featured guest tonight during the second hour, Miss Ava Lehmert. I want to encourage you to come back every Wednesday. We do this at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we play a variety of tracks the first hour from the artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists, to then having one of their amazing talents come on and share the second hour with me. So take care, God bless, and help spread the word.